Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2, Episode 14, Love in the Time of Hydra, written by Brent Fletcher and directed by Jesse Bochco. Love in the Time of Hydra does a lot of things, but I think the smartest is establishing this new area of S.H.I.E.L.D. that hasn't been explored yet. It makes sense that, after the events of Winter Soldier, the once powerful organization would become extremely divided, with different people deciding to back different ideals. Mac introduces Hunter to what he calls the real S.H.I.E.L.D., led by Robert Gonzalez, who rejects the notions Nick Fury stood for and feels the organization should be as transparent as possible. Gonzalez should prove to be a fun foe for S.H.I.E.L.D. to face in the weeks ahead, a sort of reverse Nick Fury that has it out for them. Meanwhile, Coulson has Skye taken to a safe house for the time being, letting her work on her powers on her own. I like what the show has done with Skye, but I wish it would move a little faster in this story. It seems like every week right now we're getting the same Skye needs to learn to control her powers story, and it's become less and less interesting. And in the meantime, Ward and Agent 33 are still causing trouble and engage in a very fun sequence in which they kidnap Bakshi by having 33 pretend to be Talbot's wife. It's light, it's breezy, but it also sets the stage for some intense conflict down the road. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com, where I host Filmbookcast and The Complete Works, an in-depth look into the career of Nicolas Cage, or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.